Indeed, the ways of Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi says, Ma'agat Shem Ma'aseyam Shem Yisrael Shem Knanim, the Kukolim Yikol HaUmois, the Oysa Mokum Shem Yoshua Yisrael Mekukul Min HaKoyel, the Ma'at the Eretz Yisrael Shem Yishastim Boi Lai Zadze, the Ma'at the Eretz Kedan and Hashem Yir, maybe Eretz Chod Shoma Lai Zadze, it's the same Lai Zadze. So for Rashi Baita, וכמעשי אשר ארץ כנעה שנעמידי אתכם שמה מהגיד שאוי שנעמל מהם שקופי את שמה וכל מכולו זה לא עושים לכל כל מכולו וכנסיהם לסי ריחו and don't go on the chukoy say him what's the prophet telling me it says don't do that deed these are the theaters the circuses the movie theaters. It's only caught in my throat. Yeah. So the male is told you should stay away from. Boy say like it. The pasuk seems to say, "Kimasi as the tzrayim, don't do the deeds of the earth tzrayim as you shaft them, but that you sacked that you dwelled there." Kumasi as Kanan, Hashem, maybe as Kumashon, like Sas, or don't, Kumasi as Kanan, don't do. Okay, very good. Hashem says, don't. But Rashi says, Kumasi as the son, Magach, and Maasem, Shmetim Shakran, but Kukon, Mikola Umar. But Lachor, the Pasuk, is trying to tell you not to be like any of the Goyim. So we want to tell you, don't be like any of the Goyim. Yidin are different. We are Yidin, the Goyim side. Kippa, we wear a kippa, we're Jews, right? We're Jewish people. We are Yidden. Yidden are not supposed to be like Goyim. This was the whole parasha over here. Chuzem was there, don't be like the Goy. You happen to be a Jew. Just look at your nose. You can see it, sure. You're a Jew. So the Kippa, if you're a Jew, you wore bar mitzvah too, right? You wore bar mitzvah. You're a Jew, we're Jewish. The Torah tells Yidden, you're not supposed to be like the Goy. You're not supposed to be like the guy. And the warning of the pasuk is, you're not supposed to be like the guy. So obviously Rashi says that these guys are some of the worst guys. That he, you know, Kimasi has to stand there with Kukolim, Shabakulam, Magish, Masesh, Matsam, Shabakulam, Kukolim, Kola Umut. They were Makuka from all the Umut. Kimasi has to stand there because it's so disgusting. Stay away from those Umut and from those minds. But the Pasuk says interesting that I said you shaft in Bo, that you dwelled in there, you dwelled there. And I'm gonna go to Canaan and you're gonna also dwell in Canaan. In a land that the Kemais of the Canaan is also the Kukola Mikula. I mean, is it just bad luck? Why do we end up that we happen to be there happen to be all other Umas out there? Yeah, the Japanese, the North Koreans, you got the Mexicans, you got all kinds of umos out there about that. Shivim umos. Just happens to be bad luck. We ended up in the umos, living and we're going to live in the future in Canaan of the Mekukolim Mikulam. I mean, what's the Indian tradition? The Pasuk seems to be that it was the God, that goes, Baruch Hu, you dwell in that land, you saw, you were amongst the Goyim, the terrible Mekukolim Shabakula. It's a man of your value, you shouldn't do like that. So, obviously, there's two Ha'aras here, which now we'll get to the rules of that. Obviously, divorce is that I've actually, you seeing being exposed to that stuff, is obviously, even though it's Mekukolim and disgusting what they do in these Umayyads, and the way they act, But the mice, the fact that you see it, the fact you're around it, can have an effect on you, and therefore the Torah has to say, obviously, be careful to stay away from it. But at the end of the day, hello, Dovahu, there seems to be a little bit of we have to understand that why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us Daska in those Mekoymen. Is it just a coincidence that it happens to be that we ended up in the Medinos, that the Maisim of those Medinos are Mekokom from all the Ummas? Or is it Daska HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it? Is there a kesher? The kesher is the kesher. There were two opposites. And the more Kedusha that Shach and Klai Yisrael, there's more Tumah. I want to say maybe it's different in the head, but Rabbi said that the Shkoch al Yoyinah, that Kodesh Baruch Hu put his task in those Umas for a good reason. The Pasa continues, the Pasa Achrei Mois, the Shmaus and the Shukoysai, the Mishpota, Shayas, the Oysom, the Odom, the Chai, the Ani Hashem. This pasuk is a very, very special pasuk, or every pasuk is. But the Torah says, "Ushmad b'tzukoysay l'mishpotay ashiyasas ha'mechadu v'chay bohem." You should do the mitzvahs ashiyasas ha'odav v'chay bohem. Which Rashi says, "V'chay bohem l'odav haba v'kitzav adu and live by them." Ani Hashem, and Hashem demel shalom schar. And then the pasuk continues the next parsha right next to it, which it's a very similar thing that happens in Parsha Kedoshim also. Next Parsha, right afterwards, Ish, Akosher B'Soroi, the Parsha of Arai. So again, we have to understand the smichas of the Parshas over here also, of the Shushmat M'Shukoyta, the Shushportai, Tela Hashiyaz of Achai Bohem, to the Parsha of Arai, that follows also. Also, we have to understand what's the lashon asher yaaseh oisam pa'odom v'chayber. What's the yaaseh oisam pa'odom? So, shmaatim eschukoyitai, v'shmotaitai, v'shmotaitai. You should keep them all. It's not asher yaaseh oisam. We have the same lashon also, Parshas Kedoshim also, very similar lashon before, shmaatim eschukoyitai v'asisim oisam. So, you could say, the shmira, Rashi, I think he says also, the shmira is loitaseh, the asiyah is the aseh. But the fact that the shmira is also the keeping of the. This is a tzivus mayach over here in the Yisoid of Asiyah. But the Yisoid has Bar Mizra Boitai, and I believe that's maybe the message also that we win. My mama keep calling. It's a meredic Yisoid, it's a meredic Achizik for us, at least, and especially in Zoyreis, especially with Bochum today. The etzem, we have to understand a big yisod. The etzem, we could retire this to something that we learned today, talking about Rosh Hashanah Gufa. The Gemara says in the Daf Dal in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, "Benoit v'locha b'yikroi secho, nimsa shegel iminecho, b'kesa ma'ikriya." That's the Gemara. The Gemara has a whole shadow, what the Gemara means, what the shadow. The Gemara says, just like the shegel is chaviv to the umas ha'oila, which is from the ishtoi, so too Torah is chaviv al Yisrael. What's the story about the connection between the two inyanim? The fact that it's chaviv of the inyan from ishtoi to the umas ha'oila, the fact that Torah is chaviv to us in the same way. And we have to understand the very, very stark of both sides. And the question was Matbiya B'teva Adam a taiva Snoshim, Tavis Inyonim, those Inyonim, Tavis Arayis, the Betzias and the Ben Adam, and the Gemara tells in Sanhedrin, they want to get rid of it, and they want to get rid of the Tavis Inyonim, and what they do, they abandon that people could have children. Avada, Kodesh Baruch Hu made a Betzias and the Adam a Tavis. The MS, the Zohar HaKadosh says that that taiva is the yoni for issues, and Noshim is the same taiva for Torah. And the more, if a person finds the Chidush and the taiva in Torah, the Chidush in Torah, as Chazal say, a person who sums the Torah al libo, a person who puts the Torah on his heart, mavir mavir mimeno, all the Yehudim. Remember, Dr. Rambam, famous Rambam. The Rambam says that those machshavas that a person has, says the Rambam, they're only found in a person whose lev is ponim min hachochma. A person chas v'shalom whose lev is ponim from chochma, that's where you find the machshava from gnos and all that. And the story that's what I want is mechadish for Boisat, is that it's very, very deep. We have to understand, Rabbi Yisai, and it's a mature topic, I'm not going into it, but the koyach for that taiva is munach in the koyach that a person has a taiva to be a creator. Everybody wants to be a creator. The taiva, well, let's not make a mistake, that inyoni of that taiva. The taiva for inyoni, Noshim, Arayas, Chashvashom, it's supposed to be used out the right oifen when a person gets married. That taiva leaked in a taiva that every person wants to be a boire. It's the metzias of a mensch. Why? Because we were created in the form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a boire, every human being wants to be a boire. That's the taiva. The taiva comes from the rotoin and the koil to be a boire. And that's the Messias. The Koyach HaZera is a Koyach of Boire, we create a human life. The Koyach HaZera is a creation of a human life. We've marked it down, Rahman al-Islam, the door is marked down to the most ridiculous Chas v'Shalom. It's one of the most moyedic azachin. The Koyach HaZera is a Koyach of Bria. Zria, you plant the ground to create. That's the Koyach of Zria. The koyach of zera that's in every human being is the koyach that he has to be a boire. So the Gemara Shloish is shutfin ba'adam, that we're shutfin with that Kodesh Baruch Hu. And once one of the imams, that was the chait of Chava, that she said, Konisi ish es Hashem. That led to Kayin. Kayin wants to be dominion, he wants to be ruler, because she called him Kayin, Konisi ish, she saw she had created a human being. And Mela, she felt as a boire. That gave him the rotten to eat from the eighth at the ass, I wanted to tie him. They felt they were like a boire. They wanted to be like more like Elohim. After Kanisi is Eshel Es Hashem, I created a man. Kanisi is Es Hashem with Hashem. I also created. Now I want to be mamash like the boire. Her tie was even stronger to be like the boire. And Mela, she wanted to eat from the eighth at the ass. So she thought she could be even greater like that. Oh, but the Yisoy of the whole union of children, of having children, and even of Zera Rabbanan. The Rachmon Islam today, we don't talk about the Bachrim and who knows who, Rabbanan Nishav, they don't realize the Hashim is only maturity. It's the Koyach of Zriya, it's the Koyach of Bria. They're a Boyerim. Shloish Shutun Ba'adam. When it's time that Koyach licked in Torah Kumbh. Because the Pshat calls some Tavitar al Liboy, the Rotten, the Shi'ifa, the Chidushay Torah. The Mechadish in Torah to create Divrei Torah. That's the same taiva. And therefore, the person is some Divrei Torah Levi, and it's Mechadish in Divrei Torah, and he wants Mechadish in Divrei Torah. And as Mechadish goes, the Chiddush doesn't mean Zavta. That a person goes ahead as Mechadish, a Merechas Kedoyla, Vatsumi finishes the law, gets one of Kibayin's Kaja the Suga. So the Chayav Elojin, if you have one small Gemara, and you take that Gemara and you understand the clarity, that's Chiddush. There's no Shir and Chiddush. They once, in that Thomas, there was a Siddur over here, they once came to the Vilna Goyim. No, that's different. They once came to the Vilna Goyim, and someone told him that they once came to the Brisker Rav, and they told him that he had a chiddush in the siddur. Someone told the Brisker Rav that someone came to the Vilna Goyim and told the Goyim they had a chiddush in the siddur. What was the chiddush? The chiddush was that why do we see Adonai Olam in the morning? So he said, this guy said to the Vilna Goyim, you know why? Because since Arisha was the first one, Avraham Avinu was the first one to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon, that's the Gemara in Brachos, Lo Ye'echo Shekara Adon Atchei Bar Avraham Shekara Adon. And since Avraham was the second Tefillah Shachar, the Gemara says in Brachos, Meila! That's why he said to the Goyim, we start off the Tefillah Shachar with Adon Oila. The Goyim was despoiled. Wow, what a pshat, his mom is despoiled. So I went to Fisker Rav, very nice, nice bar, beautiful, what is this book? Said to Fisker Rav, that an MS, there's no shear. You don't have to say a fourth and a half hour shear klali and the chadish chidushim, and then that's only called a chidush. That's called MS Lamid, and that's called, even the small chidush, and it's a heron and rashi, a small pshat, you have a chidush, that's chidush also. You know, the skin of the mud, you know, that's chidush. That klal, that's high with the chadish and Torah. But Torah is also a zoidi isha, about the Torah Hashem Timimah, Mishiva at Novesh, Dr. Goyim, Dr. Mashah, Institution Beizam at Bay. The Torah is called the Lashon Nekeva. The Torah has to end the word brings why Lashon Nekeva, Torah is Lashon Nekeva. Because the passage refers to like a Nekeva, Torah Hashem Timimah, Mishiva at Novesh, a zoidi isha, Mishmashiv Nevesh Adam. So too, the nursing, through the Adiv and Zachin, so too the Torah is Meshiv Nevesh Adam. Torah is Taka. The Isha, Ben-Azai didn't have to get married, he's married to the Torah. But the Pshar is married, he's constant Chiddush, constant Priya, constant Chiddush and Torah. And the Melech, just within the Torah here also. The Torah of Torah is telling you that Aftoma, the Svema Yisrael says, Aftoma to the Pasha of Arayas. How are we supposed to handle? How are we supposed to handle Arayas? Mora brings up, it's Taka Shrei Zach, it's Taka Teva, nature. In fact, the world goes crazy. The whole world is worshiping. The whole world is enslaved to it. The whole world is running after it. How are we supposed to stay afloat? So the Torah, after Yeshu, Shmael, the Mitzchukoi, Tzai, Tzis, Mitziv, Uy, Mitzvishpotai, Mitzvishpot, Ashe Yase, Oito. Learn to the Tziv, the Lashon of Yase, is Nishnor learning. Yase, Tzchidish, Torah. Mother says in the Sid. The main Kiddush in Torah. Ushmaatim is to learn his limud, Dr. Nizit. Ushmaatim is to have it. And come to the Matam of Shayata, Oisa. To do, to make them into Kiddush in Torah. V'chai bohem. And you live by that. It becomes a chiyus. It becomes a living species. And you live by it. If that's the school, if that's not only the school, that's the way a person to go about. Handling himself, controlling himself, being total control, and being able to exist the temptations and the taivis, especially the inyan of harayis. Look to the tziv dem shah. The seeds that I wanted to taina. That Kodesh Baruch Hu Davka, that was the inyan of Kiddush Hashem, that Kodesh Baruch Hu Davka put us in the places where the mice are total mikul kolim, the worst mice. That a person could be mishubid. And how these and Mekukul should be the government in Canaan, Mitzrayim. Or Ulai the Torah is telling them that's not done before the Pasha Shmadim to tell you that even in such a massive way around you is Mekukul. Kamas Yaz Mitzrayim, you remind them of the Mitzrayim that you shot them for. And Jemai Sayyaz Yaz Canaan, and you then talk you will be around. Up on the Maisa, even without that type of temptations and the Kilkul of all the Maisa that are around you. Ushmaatim is mitzvoyitvas, you mean clinging to Torah. If you become one with the Torah, if it becomes v'chai bohem, if it becomes live, if it's real, if it's chidush, if you're singing in Torah, you don't have to worry about even that. That from a master, from a maestro as a tzrayim, from a maestro command, you'll come out. No problem, you won't be affected. You're not just supposed to look for it. Because the Prophet can say that even in that master, even the Mokum HaTum HaGadol, even from a place called America where the tumah is all over around you, but you can be in the Beit Medrash, Ushmarat and Mechukoisai, which is right to destroy the Chesim Oysom, and you remain there, and you learn Torah, which is Yushim and Taira, and won't be affected by your body. Avada and Avada is not supposed to look first. He's supposed to stay away, half of the Nanisom. But he has to realize that he has the weapon, the tool to withstand the Oysom. Many people will walk around and say, let me, what am I supposed to do? Everywhere I go, it's anywhere and everywhere. You buy a candy bar. The wrapper, who knows what's on the wrapper already? The wrapping on the wrapper. Who knows what's on the wrapper? Who knows what's in here? Who knows if one of the doors are getting more Makuko? There's no such thing as fears anymore in the belt. And a person can say to themselves, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to live? How am I supposed to come out without Chas V'Shalom being affected? So to tell you that you should you make it a living entity. You make it alive. You make Torah a Metzius. You make a Torah a Chidush. It's amazing to that Koyach to be able to withstand Naviri Menu, who's from his north, who restores all his own, but the government has nothing to cough. And this is the Mr. Ali boy. And the touch of her for Rashawn, but this is the government has nothing to cough. And this is the Mr. Ali boy, you put the Mr. Ali boy. This is the one sport of that you'll try everything else. Try medication, try this, or try that. Take two aspirin, and call me in the morning. Nothing is going to work with this. The only thing that a person and if you're your mazel because you can only machlis that kaiva with a similar kaiva. You can't just stop. You know what? I'm in the mood for a good steak. Okay, you have a good steak, so okay, I can give. Oh no, I'll give you some roast beef. Oh, it's close enough. That steak. How about peanut butter and jelly? Well, I'm not in the mood for that. I'm in for steak. You can machlis steak with a piece of roast beef. You saw that? You can't machlis a steak with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's not going to go. You're in the mood for steak. The type is for steak. The type is for chidush. So you have to machlis it with the in of type of chidush. And that's those who give me to you on the universe. And that's the universe that's tremendously destroyed for us. First of all, it's difficult. Don't want to tell you it's not difficult. I was in America before Pesach. It's not to talk about it anymore. Everybody get up. The mobs have gang words. We know that. It used to be that a person could stay away from it. You go out. Now you have this gadget and that gadget. So you could be in the Beit Medrash and you can have this nook in the Beit Medrash. And the Chmol and Tzad, as every state, the Chmol and Tzad of Nuchanetti went to the Kodesh Kadoshim. And he put his daughter into the Kodesh Kadoshim. Today, a person, the Chmol and Tzad, under it, the Rebbe Shkiyas not going to see him in his, his upper sleeve, wherever it's in. But the Maize, he can have this look in the Beit Medrash. But Chutzim then, he goes home, he goes, yeah, he has computers, yeah, there's a Chmon and a Tzara by there. How many people are Chmon and a Tzara by there? And a word on that matter, the whole client starts talking about the matter, but he's like, whatever a person could do, he does, I once had a Talmud. And he had problems with those beyond him. And maybe, we don't have to, hide behind the bushes over here. We took them straight out, it was straightforward, but we have to have beyond him. And he has problems with it, these beyond him. And my parents are not so aware, they think that God sounds good. But what are you watching down there? Mickey Mouse! I don't know, Mickey Mouse looks so nice. Okay, just make sure you shut it off before 3:30 in the morning. You got to get up for the 11 o'clock minyan in Chabad. And who knows? This guy was watching the worst of the afternoon. I called the father. I myself, he goes, "Oh, I said, "The father, you know what's going on in your basement? It can't be. It sounds like NHL hockey. Maybe the cheerleaders from NHL hockey." Chmona was fine. He was going on his house and the parents, sometimes don't take it so seriously. They take it seriously, they don't think, not my son. What do you mean? He's going to be the next Yugavasa Rebbe. The end of the day, people and they have computers, they go to homes with computers and this and that and these things and that things and iPods and iPhones and I this and I that. The things that are so martial him and so mess his life up and make him so depressed. And the whole reason is because he's not careful. He has to be honest with himself. He has a problem. He has to go to his parents. Man, we got to put on something on the computer. Attack a good, what's it called? A filter. You have to get a filter. You don't drink the water in New York. We have the XL747 filter just came out! Comes out sparkling water! Straight from Schweppes! Schweppes water comes out of your sink! Why? We can't have... Oh, there might be a germ in Germany that might somehow enter in. We have to have a 7,447,000 times osmosis! There might be one germ in a basement! There's a computer with no filter! The water is filtered! Over the brain is unfiltered! They're so worried about the water! A whole man coming down to connect the whole thing. You see his pipes, it looks like, I don't know, it's a factory in his house. The filter is over there. Who knows if it works with a Coca-Cola company? And the basement is unfiltered. The kid walks out, his brain has been demolished for 7 weeks. Comes to shul, stone-faced. Don't see anything. Stone faced! Starving to the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. There's no damage to the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. There's no connect, it's cut off! Shalom, Rebbeinu Shloimeh! Yaakov, get up! You have a Tavruzah, we need a Tavruzah! Okay, Mom, okay, we come to Tavruzah. Yaakov! Say to Gemara. Huh? Brain is, it can't even focus on the morning. Looks at it. Shua. Chinese apple sauce. You can't read a word of the Gemara, you can't concentrate. Cheshek? Gone. Says Rabbeinu Yoina. On the Mishnah Novice. Peg Alas Mishnah Gimel. Kolamad the Sicha Meisha. Zog the Gemara. Zog the Mishnah. Soifa Yorish Gehenim, Uboitum in the Torah, Soifa Yorish Gehenim, Uboitum in the Torah, Zokta Bini Yoinu, Ki Oysam Shneim Achshavis E. Efsher, impossible. Ready? Not me. Impossible. I love you and Rabbeinu Yoinu. I think I'll take Rabbeinu Yoinu. Impossible. E. Efsher Lishkoim Boisilet. You say, what do you mean? I learn every day. Dapayomi. I read from the left side. I know everything. There's no connection to Torah. Torah is not just a learning thing that you graduate to the next class. Torah is a tool. It's like to develop a keshet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more keshet you have, you go more deeper, and you can't get enough of it, and you can't stop, and you have a love to it, and have a keshet. Or the person like Moritzman, his mind is involved in a riot. Over. O-V-E-R. See you next summer. It's gone. His brain has been contaminated. Contaminated. Like we said over the muscle, the Torah, the higher of the Hashem, it should be sweet. That should be sweet, but the problem is that person he just ate a piece of garlic. He didn't realize it. Garlic, he ate a piece of garlic. He starts eating his next course. Everything tastes like garlic. He can't get what's going on. He doesn't realize he ate garlic. Now he forgot about it. And everything tastes like garlic. Nothing tastes geschmack. He's eating sweet chocolate, garlicky, some Coke, garlic Coke. Never tasted anything like that. What's pshat? Someone gave him a garlic. That's the pshat when a person contaminates everything that goes into the Torah. It's not geschmack. It's not sweet. And a person can now be so totally affected by that. So what does he have to do? Everybody has to be honest with the first thing he has to be honest with and tell his parents, get that monster out of the house. And if you can't get it out of the house, at least filter it with the greatest filter, triple osmosis. And stay away from film. Oh, but the problem, my friend will invite me over for a nice computer chat. The silver shoulder of that the koyach of the Kesha Katoriva is going to be contaminated, to be messed up. And all the things that you could have gotten, all the connection, all the garbage. And of course, Bo gave it, so he said, what am I supposed to do? So that's cool, what he's supposed to do. You're supposed to get a Kesha Katoriva. That's the only antidote of myself. There's nothing else. Barasi Yetzara, and whatever form of the Yetzara is, Barasi Torah Tavlin. Torah is the Tavlin. Torah is the Kalkoyach. And a person wants to be able to withstand the Yetzara, and he wants to, but he has to remain kosher to Torah, whatever he is. That's what the Torah is telling us. That's so much to the Parashah of Arayas. The story for the Parashah of Maisim and Tzeret Tzayim is that you have to be dovuk 100% to Torah. And if not, Rachman al Islam. You have to start slow. It doesn't happen overnight, but we have to realize what's at stake. So many Bachel have been dikishmeted. And then you go over Benazmanim and Nachamo. They get involved in those stuff again. And Nachamo all the way down, all the work and everything put into it, and all the koiches, look at the Mesiris Nefesh, and all the money and everything that was spent, it all went downhill again. Nachamo, because we got involved in that stuff again. And he has to realize for the future of boys, he's going to get married and have a married life, and he wants to run a family, like the Ketusha, it's not going to work. If he's still involved, he has that stuff, the tumor in the house. There's a tumor around him. Kimasi has the time. We got to stay away from them. The goyim live by this. That's Pshat Gemara Rosh Hashanah Gufa. It's like death comes to them, death comes to them, that's what they're always going to call you on, that's all they have. They don't have anything else to give them their that Hanor. We have something else. We have something greater. Torah is Chavim to us, the Kaliyah says of the Gemara. Kesheya. Mumma to Oila. That's what we have to do. That's what we have to take out. That's what usually David's Sphere to Oima, the counting. The Kabbalah Saturnus, the Chinuch says, Mr. Shinbov, what is all this counting about? Hayom, Yom, Zainai, move on. What's all the counting about? So the Chinuch, Ke'evi Yishav Sel, like the man waiting for that great day, like the slave is waiting for the slave, so do we wait for the great day of Kabbalah Saturnus, because every year, by time, it's not just, we're not just commemorating Kabbalah Saturnus, it's another Kabbalah Saturnus. The opportunity to receive Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai. That's what happens every year, Shavuot. And the build-up is the form of realizing that there's no greater gift, there's nothing greater, there's nothing more Gishmak, there's nothing more greater, and we have the opportunity in Shavuot to receive it again. But Avada, you can't take it along with your iPod. You can't take it along with anything else, please. Someone said last night to Esther of Scheinberg, Chaltuski said a good word. Said by Matan Torah, nothing went on at that moment. The birds didn't chirp. There was no cat saying meow. No dogs barking. It was total 100. Nothing was going on. And the lesson, the point is that that's Torah in its essence. Because there's nothing Torah there. Torah is not with something else. There's only Torah. And a person has to realize, oh, but you're limiting. I like, in Torah you'll find everything. In Torah you'll find every enjoyment. Every enjoyment you'll find in Torah. Even that enjoyment that a person feels that he has in that area, that's also in Torah. Torah has in it everything. You don't need anything else. That's the chassar of everything. Oh, I'm missing out. It's not true. If anyone gets into Torah and understands the geshmak of Torah, you don't need anything else. But he has to realize and have to recognize it by saying that this is the number one generation. That's what everybody's saying with all these stuff. They made all these kiddushim about getting this stuff out of the community. because this is the number one fight in Muhammad, this generation. The Goyim all around us are trying to impregnate us and to affect us with all types of this stuff all around us. Anywhere you go, you have it, the billboards, and this, and everything about the Matan Tzniyos, everywhere, it's all around us, and after we've been rubbed off by the Goyim, and now, people are, you know, starting having these, getting machshirim, these gadgets, and you know, start dressing like them, like the Goyim. That's the Chuzim, was it late? You have to stay apart, and keep our Torah, to give us our pleasure. We don't need that stuff. But the fight, as the Rosh Ha'Ariyeli spoke here, that this is the fight of the last generation, the last door. It gets harder and harder, right before the goals. And the hardest is the Kurech HaTumah. The Yitzhak puts in the world, it's all around us, and we have to stay pure. Shemin Zayit Bach. Getting late, time for Mincha, Rabbi Zayi. This is the Yisoid. This is what we have to learn. This is what we have to take with us. We have to realize that the Soita Shaldava B'chai Bohem, this is a way of life. Torah is not just a subject matter. Torah is something that if you get into it, B'chai Bohem, you can live by it. Your whole life, you can exist by it. You can be sustained by it. And you've come to a love of it. There's nothing more lovable than the Heretz Torah HaKdoshah. To be Zoicha these days of Sviyu. Not just to count, but to think about these days being the build up to the greatest moment of life, the most pleasurable moment.